Good evening and welcome to another edition of the KXCV Bearcat Coaches Show. Again, where it's broadcast live every Thursday evening from Carson Sports Grill in downtown Maryville. I'm John Coffey alongside with Matt Gorder. Our sideline reporter for Bearcat football games, Chris Roush, is here as well. He'll be working the crowd and working with some of the giveaways that we'll have throughout this evening here at Carson's. And we've got a good show all lined up for this evening, as we do every week. Tonight we'll be talking with the Northwest women's soccer coach, Tracy Hosa, along with Northwest men's basketball coach Ben McCullum, as basketball season's right around the corner. We'll also talk football tonight with tight end Joe Gantz, as well as the head coach of the Bearcat football team, Adam Dorrell. A reminder that support for the KXCV Bearcat Coaches Show comes from the student body, Screen Printing and Embroidery, now located near the Northwest campus at the corner of 4th and Fillmore in Maryville. Student Body provides a Bearcat fanware, custom screen printing, and embroidery for teams, clubs, and businesses throughout the Bearcat Nation. And support also comes from Carson Sports Grill, located on the Maryville Square, open for lunch or dinner, and offers a selection of sandwiches, appetizers, and more for dine-in or carry-out. More information at 660-582-2699. And again, as always, thanks to Carson, Renee, and the waitstaff here at Carson's for all their work throughout this evening. And Matt Gorder, they definitely make everything so much more enjoyable here each Thursday night.
Oh, you're not kidding. I mean, I was in here this evening, and they pretty much had the cheese balls ready to go. So you can't ask for much more than that, that's for sure.
Well, these cheese balls, I'm just sensing a trend here.
Yeah, and it's probably going to stick, too. Those things, I don't know. It's an addiction for me, I guess.
Well, we've got another good show lined up tonight, talking soccer. We had a chance last Friday to go down while we were down in Tahlequah to take in the women's soccer game that Friday night. Unfortunately, a tough result, but a fun soccer game to watch last Friday.
Oh, yeah. I'm so glad we got that opportunity, because despite that night, a 1-0 loss, I mean, it was a very entertaining game. We were proud to be Bearcats there at Northeastern State because of the way the team played. So we'll be able to hear from Coach Hosa about that. And, a full weekend trip for them down in Oklahoma.
Yeah, it certainly was. It's hard to believe basketball is right around the corner. We talked women's basketball last week. This week we'll talk a little men's basketball.
Yeah, you talk about the start of practice on the 15th. So for them, it's a little bit quicker. You know, game-wise, where we kind of look a little bit, it's going to be quick as well. But preparations in full force start next week.
And we'll have another Bearcat football win to talk about and a big weekend coming up this weekend.
That's right. Another Oklahoma school coming up here, of course, with military appreciation this weekend, and some things planned for that. That's going to make it very exciting out at Bearcat Stadium Saturday.
Again, it's the KXCV Bearcat Coaches Show. We're broadcasting live from Carson Sports Grill in downtown Maryville, and when we come back, we'll talk soccer with Tracy Hosa. She'll join us and talk about their past weekend and what the soccer team has coming up. That's all coming up next on the KXCV Bearcat Coaches Show, again broadcast live from Carson Sports Grill in downtown Maryville.
Support for today's game comes from Taco John's at 1015 South Main in Maryville. Serving breakfast and dinner, Taco John's is open Sunday through Thursday from 7 a.m. until midnight and until 2 a.m. Friday and Saturday. More at tacojohns.com.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Bolin Auto and Truck Parts. Services include brake and suspension work as well as a driveline facility. Bolin Auto and Truck Parts, located at 10th and Mitchell and St. Joseph. Family owned since 1951. More at 800-292-6546.
Today's Bearcat Radio broadcast is sponsored by Hy-Vee in Maryville. Hy-Vee supplies tailgaters across the Bearcat Nation with their line of Deluso sliced meats, cheeses, salads, and sandwiches. More in store at Maryville Hy-Vee at 1217 South Main.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network is underwritten by Edward Jones Financial Advisor J.R. Kurz, offering retirement and investment advice on the Maryville Square at 119 East 4th Street. More information is available at 660-582-7196. Today's game on the Bearcat Radio Network comes from the Monks of Conception Abbey, praising God and serving the Northwest community since 1873 through ministries such as the Abbey Guest Center and the Prinery House. More information at conceptionabbey.org.
Today's broadcast is brought to you by St. Francis Hospital and Health Services at 2016 South Main in Maryville. St. Francis services include emergency care, surgery, mammography, and obstetrics. More information is available at stfrancismaryville.com.
And we're back at Carson's in downtown Maryville as we continue talking Northwest Missouri State sports here on the KXCB Bearcat Coaches Show. And we've got great crowd here tonight, and joining us to talk some football is Tracy Hosa, the head coach of the Northwest Missouri State women's soccer team. And coach, you had what is kind of the new Southern swing in the MIAA. You had a couple of matches down at Northeastern State in Central Oklahoma. Now, John and I were talking a minute ago how we had the opportunity to see you on the road, which, you know, for us is kind of a rarity. And honestly, and just seeing the effort that your team had down there against Northeastern State and the intensity that they were playing with in that match, is that something you see on a regular basis? Because we were pretty proud to see it that night, that's for sure.
Absolutely, yeah. They're a pretty intense group, and they're a fun group. You know, they'll do both. They know when to turn it on, and just in playing. And our seniors are great leaders, and they encourage that intensity as well. And yeah, it's pretty exciting every day and every game as well. So thank you guys for coming down to watch. It was fun to have you guys on the sideline.
Well, they had a good crowd, and you guys were able to get their crowd into it. And again, I think that goes back to the effort and the intensity that your team played with, because Northeastern State was a pretty good team that you matched up against.
They're very good, yeah. And you know, even at our own home games, we have great crowd coming to those games, and you know, no one walks off the feel going, oh, that was a dull match. You know, it wasn't, and it never, and it won't be. You know, that's part of the culture that we want, is an enjoyable game, an exciting game, and engage the crowd and engage our fans.
Talk about that in your time here. It just seems like the interest in the sport, the interest in Bearcat women's soccer, just continues to grow every year.
Yes, and that's been part of it's been a move, and that we've been working on. We encourage and we incorporate any teams here at Northwest that enjoy soccer. For example, the Twisters, the youth soccer organization. We get involved with everything that's soccer here, and we have our own little clique and kind of get them going. And then it's just fun to have professors come out and watch as well. If you guys know Jody Strauss, she's always on Twitter,
yeah.
And just soccer's her life, and that's fun, and it's passion, you know. And we attract people like that, and you know, that's fun to keep that going.
I kind of felt like a lifesaver for Jody on Friday.
I saw that on Facebook.
They didn't have any live stats or uh-huh. anything, so I kind of tried to keep everybody up to date on, mm-hmm. on Twitter there. But that's got to be neat for the team, knowing how hard they work and practices and things like that, to know that they've got that support.
Oh, yeah. And, you know, they work hard. I mean, you know, just on Tuesday we had the Twisters U12s and U15s come to our practice, and our players have to be coaches and they're mentors for these kids. So they kind of... you know, they appreciate what they do, and they know that they're going to give back, and that these students and the younger kids are going to come back and watch us play, and they're going to get involved in soccer as well.
Talk a little bit about the team in general, kind of at maybe a little past the midway point of the season, and just how you feel things are going right now.
You know, I think the first part of the season, we just kind of scratched our head and said, what just happened? With regards to a couple of the games that were very close, you know, I don't think the results show how, and you've seen the effort that these players put in. Just one thing isn't clicking right at the end, and actually that's something we worked on today in practice, is trying to click right at the end. And you know, we know we're a good team, we know we're better than what our results have shown, so the good thing is we keep working hard for that, and we're going to keep doing that till the end.
I would have to think as a coaching staff, you guys are trying to keep the encouragement level up, because you do see that, you know. I know in this society results and wins and losses are so huge, but you want to make sure the team stays focused, knowing that positive things are happening.
Well, I mean, you go back to everything in life. When something is hard, you go back to what you like about it. You like it, it's fun and it's passion, and you stick to those principles, and I've always stuck to those, so, and the players do too, so, and that's why they play it. And a few cupcakes after practice help as well, so we're fine with those.
Now, coming up tomorrow, you've got a home match out at Bearcat Pitch against Emporia State. Talk a little bit about Emporia and what you expect out of them.
You know, Emporia are off to their best start in school history. They've contended against a couple of top 25 teams, and you know, we typically do well against them, but we know we have a good match coming up. The good news is they're coming up to our field. They're on the road and we're at home, and we've got our legs back a little bit. You know, we played 3 games in 5 days, 6 days last week, and those were all on the road. And you've watched the games. They're not easy. They're not cupcakes. They're actually tough games, and our players have to recuperate. I'm actually thinking football have it right for once. They play one game a week, you know. I don't think Nell is listening. But no.
Well, and not only being on the road, but that trip to Oklahoma, especially in a sport where you rely so much on your legs, you know, when you're doing a lot of sitting and stuff like that, it's got to be hard to get the legs into game-ready shape.
It is. And, you know, you kind of have to manage your players well, who you put in, what time you put him in. However, we're battling a few injuries, so we kind of struggled a little bit. However, our freshmen came up big on Sunday. Some of them showed up very well, a lot of energy, a lot of exciting. We know the result wasn't great, but it doesn't show how well they played.
Now, one of the things that you've got going on tomorrow, the Kicking for a Cure, touch a little bit on what that event is that you've got tied into tomorrow.
Yeah, well, you know, it started with our players wanting to do it. We had a couple of players come up and say, Coach, can we do one of those? Because, you know, basketball and volleyball always tend to do it. And I said, you know, we got to do it, but it's got to be a good reason behind it. We focus on the positive and focus on help to get the word out on breast cancer, and also the word out on cancer and research and getting funding for it. And tomorrow our players are going to be supporting these pink shirts. And what we're most proud of is we have a few players that are going to bring in family members that are survivors and fighters, and we're going to introduce them at halftime. And anybody in the community that has survived breast cancer or fighters, if they would like to come and join us at halftime, they're more than welcome.
You know, that's one thing that I don't think can be pointed out enough. And, you know, I know all the teams at Northwest do it, but just your involvement in the community. You know, you mentioned earlier your involvement with youth soccer. I'll admit you've got one more soccer player because of that.
And she's a tough one, too. I know her dad.
So I've gotten to see more soccer as well, which has been fun. But just the involvement in the community, how big is that for team camaraderie, you know, when it comes down to just the girls on the field?
Well, it breeds excitement and confidence, and it also breeds a sense of pride in what you do and passion. And that's been our goal, to have a team that has passion and pride. And basically you just mirror what Mel did with the football and kind of have that sense. It won't be as big, but we just, you know, mirror it.
Well, 3 o'clock tomorrow?
3:30.
3:30.
As we say back home, half 3.
Half 3. So half 3 tomorrow at Bearcat Pitch. Again, they're facing Emporia State. It's a Kicking for a Cure. And so if you want to participate, are a breast cancer survivor or battling, more than welcome to come out and be a part of festivity.
Absolutely. We'd love to have them on the field.
All right, Coach. Well, thanks for being with us, and good luck the rest of the way.
Thank you.
That's Tracy Hosa, head coach of the Northwest women's soccer team. Again, Bearcat Pitch tomorrow afternoon at 3:30, right? Half three? 3:30 for those like me that can't understand new stuff very well. But 3:30 tomorrow afternoon against Emporia State. We'll take a timeout, and we'll talk some Bearcat men's basketball with the head coach of the men's basketball team, Ben McCollum, when we come back to Carson's on the KXCB Bearcat Coaches Show.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Highline Home Furnishings at 1411 South Main in Maryville, supplying living room, dining room, and bedroom furnishings for the home, as well as mattresses and flooring. More information is available at HighlineHomeFurnishings.com. Support for today's game comes from Farmers Mutual Insurance Company of Nottoway County, insuring homes in town or out and farms in Northwest Missouri since 1891. You can find agent information available at fmnottoway.com. Support for today's game comes from Tri-State Ford and Lincoln at 2017 South Main in Maryville. Tri-State offers the area selection of new Ford and Lincoln automobiles, as well as pre-owned vehicles. More at tristatefordlincoln.com or 660-562-3677.
Support for this Bearcat Sports broadcast comes from Carson's Sports Grill, located at 310 North Main, offering lunch and dinner meals for dine-in or carry-out. Carson's, featuring a selection of sandwiches, appetizers, and more. For more information, 582-2699.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Northwest Medical Center in Albany. Northwest Medical Center offers inpatient, outpatient, home health, and emergency services with clinics located in Albany, Stanbury, and Grant City. More at northwestmedicalcenter.org.
Today's game is being underwritten by O'Malley Beverage in St. Joseph, Missouri. O'Malley is the region's supplier of Anheuser-Busch products and would like to remind you to drink responsibly and to always designate a driver. More information at anheuserbusch.com.
Welcome back to the KXCV Bearcat Coaches Show. We're broadcasting live from Carson Sports Grill in downtown Maryville, and we'll be joined by the head coach of the Bearcat men's basketball team, Ben McCollum. A reminder that if you have any questions for any of our coaches or athletes throughout the program this evening, get one of the question cards and hand that over to Chris over to our left, and he'll pass those on up to us, and we'll ask the coaches about what's coming up. Or Joe Gantz, tight end for the Bearcats, will be with us in a little bit as well. We also want to announce that Alex Roberts is the recipient of a student body gift card. So Alex Roberts will receive a student body gift card. So, and again, we want to announce that, as we'll have some more giveaways as our program goes along. And again, with us, Ben McCollum, the head men's basketball coach at Northwest Missouri State. And Ben, it's hard to believe, but basketball is right around the corner, isn't it?
Yeah, we actually have our first scrimmage in a couple weeks, so we've had a good preseason, been at it for, 5-6 weeks, probably a total of 10-12 hours on the floor with the basketball, and then the rest is strength conditioning. But, yeah, it's coming up pretty quick, and I think our guys are ready.
Well, you're coming off a season last year that had a heck of a finish down at Kansas City at the MIAA tournament. Unfortunately, a tough loss in the championship game, but you really had a heck of a season down there, and the couple of those final two games, the atmosphere at Municipal with the Bearcat fans was really electric, I thought, at the down at Kansas City.
Yeah, those were some of the funner games that I've ever been a part of, coach or player. Had great fan support. Our kids really battled throughout the whole season. I thought that, almost Deshaun's injury might have been a blessing in disguise, because everybody else had to step up, and we have everybody else back next season, or this season. So hopefully we can carry over what we did in that conference tournament, use some of that toughness that we used, and be able to win a few games in the early conference schedule.
Yeah, when you look at the roster from the last year, not only do you have everybody back, but you have everybody back that really contributes to this basketball team for you.
We do. We've got, Bryston, Tyler, really tough guys, bring a lot of energy. We've got Deshaun, Matt Wallace, Connor Crooker at kind of that point guard / two spot. We've got all our post players, and we added two just stud post players. We've got a couple kids that redshirted. We've got Lyle Harris. We've got Justin Pitts, who's a new kid, Blake Reese. So we've got a lot of depth, a lot of people. I'm real excited about our post players. I think they're probably the best in Division II. Very tough kids, play extremely hard. Can really score it, do a lot of different things. So I'm very excited about them.
Let's just talk a little bit about the recruiting trail that you took in the offseason to bring the players in. And, again, coming off such an exciting year last year has to help as well. And but just talk about the players you're bringing in and the strengths that they'll bring to this Bearcat team.
We brought in three freshmen, one from Shawnee Mission East High School, Zach Schneider. He is what you call a stretch four in basketball. The reason they call him that is he can step out and shoot, stretches the floor, opens it up to throw inside to our bigs, and also for Deshaun to penetrate quite a bit. He's going to be a weapon, an asset for us this next season that we didn't have last year. We didn't have a stretch four guy that could pop and really space the floor for our guards. Brett Doherty from Omaha. Extremely athletic, probably the most athletic kid on our team outside of Deshaun. 6'6", tough. He wins all of our sprints in the preseason. Just a great kid. We expect big things from him. Justin Pitts, he's about 135 pounds, about 5'8", 135 pounds. But he is as tough as they are. He's got about 130 pounds of heart. Then he's got about five pounds of skin and bones. That's about it. So, hey, tough kid. He's going to be really good for us as well.
And how nice is it to see Deshaun Cooper back out there and ready to go for this year?
Well, it's really nice. He makes you look like you can coach. He'll get in the paint. You know, I drew that play up. That helps a ton. It helps the other guys, too, because they don't have so much pressure to make plays down the stretch. His energy and his attitude is really unmatched. He's got a great attitude, really bought into the program. The year, I think, actually helped him basketball IQ-wise, too, because he got to see things from a different perspective. Hopefully that'll carry over. With him, when you sit out that year, though, it's still going to be, you know, a couple games into it where he's really going to hit his stride. But hopefully, you know, sooner than later.
I know it had to hurt last year having him on the bench when you really would like him out on the floor contributing, but you get him for this year. So I guess it kind of evens out a little bit there.
Absolutely. Again, it's like a blessing in disguise. We've got all our post players back with arguably the best guard in our conference. We've got the best bigs in Division II. It all works out, and hopefully it'll work out for our benefit.
What are some of the things that you try to do with this team leading into practice again, which will be starting there on the 15th with the off-season workouts and things, especially with such a veteran group that you've got coming back? Do you treat a veteran group a little bit differently than maybe some other players new to the program as they try to prepare for this season?
I think the difference is we did a lot more scrimmaging in our individual workouts, whereas before we'd do more drill-heavy stuff. The other thing I wanted to do this preseason was really commit. I think you can get complacent with working hard, and then you don't do it enthusiastically. And I thought that we had that last year where we were working hard, but we weren't hungry, we weren't enthused about it. So this year we wanted to create that. We just got done with, we're done tomorrow at 5 a.m. We call it Camp Quinlan. We just kind of made it up. Other schools do it. Joe Quinlan, our strength coach, we go at 5 a.m. for 3 days this week. Last night we actually went at 10:30 at night. So we just kind of mix it up for them, make them commit a little bit more, and hopefully that'll carry over into the season.
And you got some special things next week, I think, for the fans as well.
Yeah, we've got Midnight Madness Thursday night. I think we really need to defend our dance title. I think we really need to step up their game. Ever since Jake Reinders left, our dance competition has really gone downhill. Hopefully we'll bust something out for them this year.
No, that's been something that's been a lot of fun for the fans every year.
Yeah, that's my favorite thing of the preseason is the dance competition. I look forward to it. That's as fun as it gets. The girls versus the guys, and then the dunk contest. But there's not a lot of dunks in the dunk contest. They miss most of them. Hopefully we'll trim that down a little bit. We've got two dunkers this year, so we'll see what they can do.
Now, you want to be careful, though, on some of those dance moves. You hate to see somebody sprain an ankle or something on that before the season starts.
Yeah, they don't dance well enough to do that. it's like I dance. It's just right and left. Right and left with the beat. They don't get too active, so it'll be okay.
And as far as the first couple weeks of practice, when you're able to get everybody out on the floor at the same time, what are some of the main goals you'll have for them this year?
I think early in the season, we really place an emphasis on our transition defense, so we eliminate those easy baskets, defensive rebounding and offensive rebounding. And then cutting down on our turnovers, because all that lowers the opponent's field goal percentage. That's really our objective early in the season, is really hammer those, get that good foundation, and then kind of branch out from that. So we'll place a huge emphasis, and we have up to this point, in those early season practices on those things.
And let's just talk about the first couple weeks of the season and some of the things that you're looking for out of those.
The first couple weeks of our games, we have probably the toughest schedule I've had. Southwest Minnesota, they'll be picked top two or three in their league. Then we got Midwestern State. Drury won the national title last year. They're top 10 in the country. So it's going to be an extremely difficult schedule early. We need to be ready to go early, but I think we've got the team that can handle that.
All right. Well, Ben, thanks a lot for being with us, and we'll be talking with you a lot through the season coming up here, and it's right around the corner.
Well, thanks a lot, John.
All right. That's Ben McCollum, the head coach of the Northwest Missouri State men's basketball team. Again, don't forget special activities concerning the basketball programs next Thursday over at Bearcat Arena. We'll be talking football when we come back, as we'll be joined by a tight end for the Northwest Missouri State football team, and Joe Gadsden. And after that, Adam Dorla, head coach of the Bearcats, will join us as well. Again, as we do every Thursday at this time, we're broadcasting live from Carson Sports Grill in downtown Maryville on the KXCV Bearcat Coaches Show. Back with more right after this timeout.
Today's game is brought to you in part by Twaddle Realty in Maryville. As a United Country Realtor, Brian Twaddle provides real estate services for residential, farm, and commercial properties at 562-7562 or MarylandMoRealEstate.net.
This Bearcat broadcast is being underwritten by Championship Motors in Maryville, located at 1528 South Main Street. Bill McCulley and his team offer a variety of pre-owned cars, trucks, vans, and SUVs. More at ChampionshipMotorsLLC.com or at 660-582-8800.
Support for the Bearcats is provided by East Hill Shopping Center at Frederick Boulevard and Belt Highway in St. Joseph. At 45 minutes from Maryville, East Hills offers new restaurants, including Five Guys, Panchero's Mexican Grill, and Golden Corral. More at shopeasthills.com.
Bearcat radio broadcasts are brought to you by the Bearcat Booster Club, impacting every Northwest student-athlete by providing a source of funds to improve athletic equipment for teams and programs. Membership information available at NorthwestBearcats.com.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from Maryville Glass and Lock, offering 24-hour emergency service, locksmithing, auto glass, rock chip repair, storefronts, and entrances. More at 582-3131, in-store at 5th and Buchanan, or at MarylandGlassAndLock.com.
Support for today's game comes in part from McDonald's in Maryville. McDonald's is open 24 hours every day and now serves a limited breakfast menu beginning at midnight. McDonald's, located at the intersection of South Avenue and South Main Street in Maryville.
And back out at Carson's in downtown Maryville on the KXCV Bearcat Coaches Show. We're going to talk football in just a moment, but we've got a couple of giveaways here from the student body on 4th Street in Maryville before we get to that. First of which is a Bearcat koozie that we've got, the old Bearcat green, going to go to Bueller Sears. So don't get out of here too quickly, Bueller. You just won yourself a koozie from the student body. There you are. And we'll also give away a water bottle. We've got a couple of water bottles, Bearcat water bottles from the student body, and Dorothy Baldwin. Dorothy is the winner of a water bottle from the student body as well. As we continue on here on the KXCV Bearcat Coaches Show, it's time to talk some Bearcat football with senior tight end Joel Gantz of the Northwest football team. And Joel, the senior year, you guys have started out 5-0. It's got to be a good way to get the season going, even though there's still a lot of work left to do.
Yeah, it's great to get off to a good start. And, you know, we are 5-0, but there's four other teams in our league. They're also 5-0. And so we're just concentrating on taking it one step at a time and getting to our goal of, you know, winning every conference game we can so we can get that conference championship this year.
Has that been tough, taking it one step at a time, knowing that there's basically two schedules for you guys? You know, you've got the beginning of the season where you knew you had some teams that maybe weren't up in the top echelon, but you know at the latter part of the schedule there's going to be some good games there. Has it been tough to make sure and stay focused knowing that you've got that coming up on the schedule?
Yeah, it can be. You know, the way our schedule's set up, there could be a lull in there, but we'd like to focus on not only just winning the game, but we like to set goals. Like offensively, we'll set goals, how many big plays we can get, how many knockdowns we can get, execution, just overall. The coaches really harp that, you know, because we know big games, the little things are going to matter, and we want to make sure we're doing those right now.
Now, I know the coaching staff, and this is something on this year's team that's just, it's fun to see, and you don't see it very often, but talk about doing your 1/11th, you know. You're in a position, I know with tight end, it can kind of go either way. Some tight ends have 80 catches a year, some tight ends, just a couple, but they're still a very important part of the offense. So talk about doing the stuff that isn't necessarily statistically high for you, but still very important for the team.
Yeah, we have a really unselfish team this year. I really truly believe that. Probably the best since I've been here. And coach really always harps the 1/11th, and that is true. You know, if everyone can focus on their job all the time, we'll be a great football team. And I think we're heading in the right direction right now. Everyone's doing a good job of, you know, doing their assignments and getting lined up, and you know, last game we had a few more penalties, but we haven't been penalized a whole lot this year, so we're just trying to continue all that.
How important have you guys as seniors been to making sure there is a team where everybody's doing their 111th? Did you kind of have to buy in and make sure that everybody kind of followed along?
Yeah. Everyone, you know, comes in here and you're humbled at first as a freshman, you know, and you realize you're not the top dog anymore. And so as you work, you just watch everyone ahead of you come through the system, and you watch them be unselfish, and you watch how they do things on and off the field in the summertime in the weight room. So we've really preached that, and as a senior leader, you know, you try to preach that to the young guys and really show them how we do things here at Bearcat Nation.
Now, let's talk a little bit. You mentioned your freshman year and coming in. Now, obviously, you in high school, you were very successful as a tight end and also as a defensive lineman. Really, accolades-wise, got more as a defensive lineman. What was it that made you a tight end in college instead of, say, a defensive lineman?
Actually, Coach Wright, when we were up here for fall camp, he did like me as a defensive end. And I don't know whether AD won out on that or what happened, but they eventually saw my game film in high school, and they made the choice of, you know, taking me as a tight end. And, you know, I've ran with it, and I really enjoy doing it. So
probably one of those things you would have bought in on either side of the ball, just wherever they needed you.
Yes, sir. Wherever you can get on the field.
Yeah. So now talk about this week with Central Oklahoma, and I know you guys do some tremendous preparation. And what have you seen? What do you expect from this defensive line, the front seven, that you're going to see out of the Broncos?
Yeah, they've run various fronts this year. They started off in a lot of 30 at the start of the year, and now they're running more 40 front stuff. So we've practiced everything. We're kind of ready for whatever they give us, and it's really just a matter of executing then, and you know, picking up on their blitzes and getting our pre-snap reads and going from there.
I know you guys have seen some things this year with some teams that you couldn't really prepare for because there were some new things thrown at you, that sort of thing. Talk about the process you guys go through. You get out there for a series or two in terms of making adjustments. You know, what are you doing to make sure that you make those right adjustments so the game gets better as you go along?
Yeah, we'll come off to the side as an offense, sit on the bench, and Coach Floor up in the box will talk down to Osborne, and he'll draw all the plays up that we need that they saw need fixed, and that the defense is not giving us what we thought, and we'll go over that as a whole offense and get it straightened out. And it really works pretty well. The players can talk to the coaches and tell them what they're doing, and it all works out pretty well.
And now we've talked on and on, especially with Coach, about how you guys prepare so well. Why is it so important to be in the film room and preparing like you do each and every week?
Yeah, you know, film, if you do it right, can give you a great advantage. If you look at what the defensive, I'm talking offensively, if you've looked at how the defensive lined up to formations that you're going to run, and, you know, when you come into the game, you're confident on knowing what the defense is going to do on the snap of the ball, and it really helps. You can, I can always tell when, you know, weeks when I maybe don't watch enough, or when I'm really watched enough and really confident in your assignment, and makes it look really good.
You know, we've talked with AD about all the different uniforms and everything you guys wear. How cool is that as a player, you know, getting to do that, have different helmets, different jerseys, have a different look like that?
Yeah, it is pretty cool, you know, like, I think we don't think we've been in the same look yet this year.
No, I don't think so.
And, you know, the new helmets were this year, the white helmets, and that was, I've never done that before. It was different to, you know, practice in them and then go back to your normal one. And so that was a little getting used to, but, you know, it's been fine. I think they look pretty good. So it's exciting, and it's really good for recruiting. So.
Is there a break-in process for a new helmet so it fits your head just right? Or
a little
go
bit.
On and you're good to go?
Yeah, a little bit. Like, they'll fit a little bit different at first. And the good thing was, you know, like the white helmet we wore, if we're going to wear it on Saturday, we wore it the whole week in practice. So it wasn't giving you a headache out there on game day.
Yeah. So it's like that new pair of shoes. Quite feel right, but eventually
you got to get it broke in.
All right. Well, Joel, thanks for joining us. Good luck Saturday. I know it's going to get really exciting as the season goes on here coming up, and we're looking forward to seeing you have some more success on the field.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
That is Joel Gantz, a senior tight end for the Northwest Missouri State football team here on the KXCB Bearcat Coaches Show, and we're going to continue on talking football here at Carson's in downtown Maryville. When we come back, we'll talk with the head coach of the Bearcat football team, Adam Dorrell. Marth AD, when we come back here on the KXCB Bearcat Coaches Show.
Bearcat radio broadcasts are brought to you by Vaquero and Herzog, REMAX First Choice Real Estate of Liberty, Missouri, specializing in residential and commercial property in North Kansas City. More information is available at 816-806-7777.
Today's game is being underwritten by Compass Dental Group in Maryville. Doctors Bruce Twaddle and Brian Viertaler, along with their wives Polly and Rebecca, provide braces, implants, same-day crowns, and general dentistry. More at CompassDentalGroup.com.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Shelter Insurance, providing auto, home, life, business insurance, 24-hour claims assistance, and insurance protection reviews. More information is available from Shelter agents Dave Weigel of Maryville, Craig Thompson of Albany, and Kent Peterson of Stanbury.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Walker Body Shop and Towing at 420 North Market Street in Maryville. Celebrating their 50th anniversary, Walker's provides complete collision repair and 24-hour towing for cars and trucks. 660-582-3104.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Dion and Judy Roush at Bearcat Lanes and Lounge in Maryville. Bearcat Lanes offers open bowling sessions daily, league bowling, lane rentals for private events, as well as programs for kids. More online at BearcatLanes.com.
Support for today's broadcast comes in part from A&G Restaurant at 208 North Main in Maryville. A&G provides a sit-down menu, banquet rooms, and catering. More information available at 660-582-4421 or online at agrestaurant.com.
Welcome back to the KXCV Bearcat Coaches Show as we're broadcasting live from Carson Sports Grill in downtown Maryville. Along with Matt Quarter, I'm John Coffin. We'll be joined in just a moment by the head coach of the Bearcat football team, Adam Dorrell. But beforehand, we have an announcement of some more giveaways to hand out tonight. The winner of Bearcat Koozie, Carol O'Reilly. And I know Carol's here, so Carol O'Reilly gets a Bearcat Koozie. Also, another Bearcat Koozie will go to Glenn Dietrich. So again, Glenn Dietrich gets a Bearcat Koozie, and one more to announce it this time. Student Body gift card will go to Mo Edwards. So Mo Edwards gets a Student Body gift card. And Matt, before we talk to Adam, as we look around the crowd, I see Northwest men's and women's tennis coach Mark Rosa over there sporting a St. Louis Cardinals cap. It was just a matter of time.
I mean, we'll stop just shy of calling him a front runner or anything like that. But yes, he is sporting the navy blue St. Louis Cardinals hat, but that's all right. We'll take it tonight.
That's right. And again, Adam Dorrell's with us, the head coach of the Bearcat football team, and AD, you were telling us after the game Saturday with the win over Northeastern State that you were part of the homecoming festivities down Northeastern State, getting into the homecoming parade. And I guess a lot of the fans earlier were telling you number one as you went through the
It was a great. First off, I can't believe Rosie's wearing that St. Louis hat and Austin Meyer's not knocking it off his head there. But I think you owe me dinner, by the way, for the Royals record again this year, Austin. So I'll take you up after. No, we had a great trip. A little delayed with the weather, but I said it was like something out of the Blues or Animal House there at the end of the parade. We went right down Main Street and we got caught in the homecoming parade, so it was interesting.
You were behind the horses?
No, we were behind the River Hawk or whatever it was, and we got some good puzzling looks, and we got told we were number one a few times from people, so it was great. It gets everybody jacked up and gets you ready for a game, you know, getting ready to play a college football game.
Talk about some of those, when you're on the road, those outside influences and things. I mean, there's got so many things that I got to fire you guys up.
It is. I tell you, the thing is with coaching, and I think anybody who's coached, it doesn't really matter where you've coached or what level, and you seem to remember more of that stuff over the years than you actually do the game. And I know I'll never forget that. I had my phone out and was taking a few pictures. So those are the things you remember a lot in the kids. It's funny. I was speaking today at Lions Club. I said I wish I would have had a camera on the bus when we pulled through there. Just the kids were just dying laughing, and it was a neat deal. So it was a lot of fun.
And as far as the game goes, I know the final score probably not quite as indicative of the type of effort you got out of Northeastern State in that matchup.
You know, I thought I told their coaching staff that after the game, I thought they should be very proud of their kids and the type of effort they gave. You know, they were shorthanded. They were missing three starting defensive linemen. They started a true freshman walk-on quarterback because of injuries, and I thought their kids played really well. They played hard the entire time, and that's, you know, that sounds like, well, your kid's playing hard, but when your football team at the time is 0-4 and hadn't really been in any games, for them to come out there and I thought hang around, I thought they did a really good job, and, you know, my hat's off to them. And they didn't turn the ball over one time, and they've been turning the ball over a lot, so I give a lot of credit to their kids and their coaching staff. But certainly I thought we played very well in the first half. We executed at a high level. I thought we played with good energy. And, you know, just one thing I said after the game, it's just it'd be nice to see a complete game no matter who we have in there. We don't use excuses of those are backups and, you know, that's not us. And so, we would have been nice to see a full 60-minute game. But the flip side of that is you're getting a lot of young guys in there for a complete third and fourth quarter. And so, playing time, you can practice all you want, you can lift all the weights you want, but game experience is what makes a kid take the next step in his game and become confident in himself, and helps him become a lot better football player.
We've talked, and I know we asked you about last week, when you go into a game where, you know, on paper and with their situation, you should win it pretty easily. What's the number one key for your team going into a game like that to make sure that they are focused? Is it coaches? Is it the players? What's the number one key to making sure they are ready to go in a game?
Well, I think the biggest thing that we do and our coaching staff does is we just foster such a good environment of competition. And, that's been very well documented. When a kid doesn't practice well on Tuesday, Wednesday, or Thursday, he gets his catches cut, or is, you know, the number of times he's going to get the ball. And so it's just competition. That's the number one thing. And I think after that, it's just leadership, senior leadership. I mean, I know you heard Joel talk. Our senior class this year is phenomenal, 13 of them, and they're doing a great job. And we use a big word, personal accountability. Those guys are holding their position accountable to show up each day in the practice. And, you know, you just, games like that, weeks like that, you try to revisit your goals, your goal sheet, and that's not my goals, that's the kids' goals and what they want to accomplish throughout the year. And to get to where they want to go, where we want to go, we have to beat teams like Northeastern and Oklahoma, but not only win, get better as a football program, take that next step each week. And I certainly felt we got better last week.
One of the things, too, that I think is a concern in a game such as that is you want to be able to get out of there without any major injuries. And it really appeared from at least our vantage point you were able to do that, especially on a field, the turf, probably not the best shape in the world that you were playing on out there, that you were able to escape without anything too much.
Yeah, it was. It's funny. I talked to a couple of coaches that have played there this year, and that turf, it's set to be pulled up in July, but man, it was really rough. And I know Washburn had two ACLs and one MCL tear there, and so it was something we were a little bit worried about, and our kids were trying some different shoes. But yeah, we certainly got out of there in good health, and that's always important in a game like that. If you can get better, get some young guys in there, and just keep everybody healthy, it certainly helps, and hopefully it'll help you down the road.
You know, I'm looking at the box score here, and it almost doesn't seem fair. You had 10 different guys run the ball at least once. You had 12 different guys catch at least one ball. Do you guys kind of feel like mad scientists sometimes, knowing that you've got so many weapons
that
you can just come up with just
about
anything?
It's a good problem to have because I've worked at other schools where it was the opposite. You know, I had one kid or two kids, and you just get in such tendencies, and people can really get homed in on you on what you're trying to do. So it certainly helps your game plan. And again, I think it creates a great environment of practice for the kids. And, you know, our kids are super unselfish. And, you know, the guy you just heard talk was one of the main components in that. And whenever you have a football team like that where you can disperse the football, and you can be balanced, run pass, but then after that, who are you handing it off to? Who are you throwing the football to? It's one of those things you can't measure, you can't quantify through a statistic, but any defensive coach that knows the game of football would tell you it makes you super hard to defend.
And you also have that at quarterback as well. Trevor Adams got the start, performed very well. Brady Bowles came in, and I thought he had a very good game, and then had Zimmerman there at the end to do some things. So you were able to even incorporate that at the quarterback spot.
Yeah, it really is, and we always take a third quarterback starting with Kyle on the road, and we've been very proud of him. Kyle's been playing a lot at X receiver, and I mean, that's not what we recruited him to do, but give him a lot of credit that the quarterback can go line up at X, and X is probably the hardest position to line up at because we don't tag everything for him, so he has to memorize what he's doing. So he's getting some quality reps. Got a knockdown on dark screen. I know that was the highlight of the quarterback meeting Sunday, to see a quarterback get a pancake on dark screen, and he actually tripped the kid. He won't tell you that, but I will. He clearly tabletopped the kid when another kid was down. But both those kids are playing really well, Trevor and Brady, and they're doing a good job. And again, when you're doing what we're doing with that, you just want to see guys come in there and not force the game, let the game come to them, and not try to press and not try to make plays and don't feel pressured. And I feel like both those kids are doing a really good job with that.
On the defensive side, you got to see the return of Brian Dixon. And I know sometimes when you got a guy come back from injury after a few weeks off, maybe it's tough to get him back into the mix, but it seemed pretty seamless to us.
Yeah, and he's done a really good job. And, you know, that's a Kelly's done a really good job of getting him back. I think if you look at high ankle sprain, I've never had a high ankle sprain. But in my experience with them, they're not easy to get back. And so that's a credit to our medical staff and what they did with him, but also to Joe, our strength staff, because they did a really good job of rehabbing him and pushing him on stuff that he could do, whether it was on the bike or in the weight room, just stuff that obviously they didn't incorporate him running to try to keep his game condition. And so it was just one of those little things that the general fan doesn't see, but it's super important that Joe takes time out of his busy day to try to keep those injured guys going, so when they do get back, they haven't lost all their conditioning.
And he had a chance to show his wheels off there a little bit on that pickup of the block point after attempt and the run for the conversion at the other end.
Yeah, he's been showing them off all week too, John. He's been starting at the goal line, and he salsas every 5 yards, and then he does 5 up-downs, then he does the salsa dance again, and he goes 5. He does that all the way down the field. So it's been dancing with the stars after practice.
Another question I have, will the basketball team be trying to recruit him for their dance-off next Thursday?
No, they won't. No, you don't need him, Austin. It was a terrible dance. It was terrible. Looked like an elderly gentleman trying to do the salsa.
Now, is there a way you guys haven't scored yet this year? Gotten points on?
I don't think we've had a safety yet.
Oh, yeah.
I don't think we've had a safety yet.
When?
Hey, let's get one. Saturday. That'd be great. Haven't done that. I'd like to see a little bit more productivity out of our kick return team. And I don't know. We haven't had a ton of opportunities there, but the ones we have, and we've played some good kickers, and they're kicking the ball out of the end zone, or Northeastern Sky kicked one to our up back, and so I don't know. We feel like Folks and Bryce are pretty good return guys. You haven't seen them yet, so hopefully, you know, this time of year the wind starts kicking up, so you know how Bearcat is. Anytime you're kicking towards the south, towards the fraternity, it usually gets hung up in there, so maybe we'll get a chance at a return this week.
No, one thing you were talking about after the game Saturday, you'd like to see a little more improvement on, just a little more consistency with the running game.
Yeah, it is, and it's one of those things you go back there and you dive back into the tape on Sunday and you look, yeah, again, what we did the first half is pretty good, but for a complete game, from no matter who's playing, who's running, yeah, there's some things that we need to improve on, and we've worked on that this week in practice, and just trying to get guys to finish their blocks and doing a little bit better job up front, and whether it's the quarterback reading the block and turning it up. So I think repetition is the way to go on that, and we've certainly focused on that this week.
You had a few more penalties Saturday. Was there something in particular?
No, just, you know, it's being lethargic, and that's something we've talked about all week. We tried to look at some things that we thought, we always try to outline a couple of keys to victory and who we're playing each week. And I know some of the keys to victory this week are, we feel like we need to outrush our opponent. I think we're we've done pretty well in the last couple of years when we outrush our opponent. I think we're 21-0, and these guys are good at running the football, so that's a focus for our football team, and that's offense and defense. Win the turnover battle. We're plus 7 on the year, and they're struggling a little bit there, so we're going to try to win the turnover battle. But the third thing there was just cut down the penalties. It's one of the things that's it's very frustrating, you know, for a football coach, a head football coach, is when your team gets a lot of penalties. And I told our guys that it's really disappointing because I feel like that's a direct reflection of coaching from top to bottom. And so that's something we really stressed in our staff meeting Sunday and kind of got back to focus on that a little bit in practice and really calling kids out and making sure we were doing the little things so we don't get those penalties.
And we're broadcasting live from Carson Sports Grill in downtown Maryville on the KXCV Bearcat Coaches Show as we talk with the head coach of the football team, Adam Dorrell. Again, if you have any questions for AD, write those down in the question cards that have been passed out, and Chris Rausch, a sideline reporter, will be picking those up and bring them up to us to pass along as well. Stay tuned. We've got more with the head coach of the football team, Adam Dorrell, right after this timeout as we're broadcasting live from Carson Sports Grill in downtown Maryville on the KXCV Bearcat Coaches Show.
Today's Bearcat Radio broadcast is sponsored by Hy-Vee. Located at 1217 South Main, Hy-Vee offers groceries, delicatessen, salad bar, gas, a bakery, floral shop, and pharmacy. More information is available in-store or at 660-582-2191. Today's game is brought to you by Maryville State Farm Insurance agents Carrie Myers and Kevin Neal, providing insurance and financial services at 121 West Lincoln and behind Applebee's at 305 Larry Lane, 562-3882 or 582-3512.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from Schreck Auto in Maryville. Lou Schreck and his team provide automotive care from tune-ups to oil changes to brakes and major repairs. More at 562-4884 or in shop at 125 East South Avenue in Maryville.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from the Northwest Foundation, providing support for the Northwest Alumni Association and the university's funding needs since 1971. More information is available on Facebook or online at nwmissouri.edu/alumni.
Support for today's game comes from Pizza Hut in Maryville. Pizza Hut offers a daily lunch buffet from 11:30 to 1 and Tuesday nights from 5:30 to 7. Dine-in, carry-out, or delivery is available. More online at pizzahut.com or in-store at 732 South Main in Maryville.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from the Student Body Screen Printing and Embroidery. Now located near the Northwest Campus at the corner of 4th and Fillmore in Maryville, the Student Body provides Bearcat fanwear, custom screen printing and embroidery for teams, clubs, and businesses throughout the Bearcat Nation.
Welcome back to the KXCV Bearcat Coaches Show, broadcast live from Carson Sports Grill in downtown Maryville. Before we talk more with the head coach of the football team, Adam Dorrell, a couple more giveaways here. Jeff Funston of Maryville receives a Bearcat koozie, and Matt Baker also gets a Bearcat water bottle. So again, Matt Baker, a Bearcat water bottle, and Jeff Funston, a Bearcat koozie. A couple of our giveaways tonight on the Coaches Show. And AD, before we talk about the matchup this weekend with Central Oklahoma, let's talk a little bit about something you mentioned, the great job that the athletic training staff does all to get your players back in action. I know that they've had a little addition down to their training room with the rehabilitative pool, and is that something that you're really looking forward to help out?
I think I don't know if you've had a chance to look. Sorry, I didn't mean to scream there. If you had a chance to look at it, it's pretty neat. I keep asking Kelly if I can get in there and swim, and she's telling me no, but it's a pool. I think we can get anywhere from 3 to 5 student-athletes in at a time. It's got some treadmills built into the bottom of it, and it's very advanced, and we're very lucky to have it, you know, for a small college football. I feel very fortunate the fact that we have that, and I know she's very, very excited about it. But they work a ton, John. I think, you know, between her and Nick, they're full-time students, or they're the full-time, but after that they have, I think, 3 graduate assistants with them, and then a host of student trainers, and those guys are putting in a ton of hours. So, you know, I know as coaches the type of hours we work, and I know anytime I'm at work, she's at work too, and so she's doing great, and she's awesome with our kids because she really cares about the kids, and she's, you know, it's one of the things where when we have recruits come in, and mom and dad, I make sure we have about anywhere from a 30 to 40 minute segment for them to meet with Kelly, and she's very passionate about what she does, but she comes across as very sincere what she is, and I know it makes mom and dads feel really, really good about sending their kids away. And you know, I know we had an incident just last week with the kid get hurt, and I know I took a phone call afterwards, and they just were very appreciative. Kelly was with the young man the entire night and just stayed with him, and it's just great. She does a great job. So, yeah, thanks for mentioning it.
Yeah, and I would think getting athletes back faster is a huge part of when you look at a whole season, you know, because it seems like the injuries that you see a lot in football, they come back faster here than they do at some other schools.
Yeah, and I think that kids have to be in shape to do that. You know, that's a testament, again, to what they're doing all year round. But it certainly helps when you're in better shape. It's not going to prevent you, you know, lifting weights and running all summer. It's not going to prevent you from getting injured, but it will help you come back quicker.
Now, as you look at Central Oklahoma coming up this Saturday afternoon at Bearcat Stadium, it's a team statistically that they've been putting a lot of points on the scoreboard.
Yeah, they're first off, their combined opponent record is 24-1. So they've played arguably not only the best competition in the MIAA, but in the country. They're very talented. They've got athletes. They've got a lot of junior college kids on their team. And, you know, there's always pluses and minuses with that. But what we've seen right now is very apparent. You watch that tape Sunday afternoon. They're very, very athletic, and they're very good on offense. And, you know, they're playing Pittsburgh State's defense, Missouri Western's defense, Washburn's defense, Missouri Southern, who's a good football team this year, you know, just beat Central Missouri. And they're playing the best defenses in the league, and they're averaging right at 33 points a game, up around 200 yards rushing a game. They got a guy who's at right around 125 rushing, and a guy catching balls about 150 yards a game. So very talented on defense. And I know our defensive guys were very excited. I know our secondary guys, especially our corners, were very excited because it's been a couple weeks since we've had an outside receiver that can really challenge them, and they're going to get challenged right away at Bearcat Stadium on Saturday.
It looks like this could also be a good week where you guys have your focus on special teams like you do. They've got the special teams player of the week. I believe he set a school record for returns in last week's game. So, you know, he's got to be a challenge, I would imagine.
It's a double-edged sword format. He's a dangerous return man, and, you know, there's some things we're going to try to do to combat that. But he grabs your attention right away. We've got to cover kicks, whether it's a kickoff or a punt. We've got to cover. The flip side of that is their punter's only averaging right at 23 yards a punt. And so, you know, it's kind of a double-edged sword. We feel like if we can pin them back a couple times and get some three and outs, maybe we can get some good field position. So it'll be interesting to watch. It's going to be a good chess match. And all I say is we've had a really good week of practice. We've had a really good week on special teams. So I'm excited to see what our guys are going to do.
When you look at what Central Oklahoma has on defense, while they score a lot of points, they've been giving up an awful lot of points.
Yeah, it's been a tough week for us. As a coach, you take the information you have and you try to put your kids in the best position. They opened with Missouri Southern. They played nothing but a 30 front, playing Pittsburgh State, and they were a mix between a 4-3 and 30, and those are two extremes. That's the extreme there, going from a 4-3 front to a 30. They turn around the following week versus Emporian. They play nothing but 30. And then the last 2 weeks, they haven't played a snap of 30. So it's been a challenging week for us offense, trying to show our kids everything that we could potentially see. And we're going to have to make adjustments on the sideline.
It seems like that's been kind of a regular this year. You've seen a lot of things that you just couldn't prepare for or new things that teams are throwing at you. So.
Yeah, it has. You just try to do the best you can. And it's one of the tough things. Nowadays, we exchange every game. You know, just wasn't too long ago, about four or five years ago, all you did is three games, the last three games. So you didn't even know what teams were doing at the beginning. It's probably a lot less headache that way for everybody.
And because of that, do you try to maybe keep some things in your back pocket to pull out during the end of the season?
Yeah, you certainly do. And a lot of what we do, John, is based off coverages. I know for us, some of the things that we haven't shown that yet this year are some different things to beat different coverages, and those are always great to keep in your back pocket. You may have them in that week, and I know a couple of things off the top of my head we haven't had to use this week or use this year that you'll just see pop out. You'll know them when you see them.
Yeah, I think that smile tells the whole story right there. Well, you know, one play that we saw, I know, last week is when we talk about how many receivers you had, I think in the play you had four receivers in the pattern or something like that. But we saw Josh Swanson get a catch because you had three guys that they had to worry about because maybe they had catches. but that leaves somebody else open that can catch the football.
Yeah, yeah, that was a new thing we put in last week. We call it double cobra. It's a double post with a wheel route and a check down. And we ran it twice last week, and it was touchdowns both times. So I said we probably ought to run it more. No, I did. Swanee Marcus ran the good wheel route up the sideline, and the rover lost him because he was running with the post. And then Swanson did it later, and then Coleman caught one up the pipe too. So good stuff. Those guys are executing well.
All right, AD, thanks a lot for being with us, and we'll talk to you before the game on Saturday.
All right.
And that's Adam Dorrell, the head coach of the Northwest Missouri State football team. We'll be back and wrap things up from tonight's edition of the KXCV Bearcat Coaches Show right after this timeout from Carson Sports Grill in downtown Maryville.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from national investors in Redfield, Iowa, and Northwest alumni R.J. Smith and Greg Wilson, providing asset protection, retirement planning, estate organization, and insurance options. More at nationalinvestors.com.
Support for today's game comes from Bram Danfelt Funeral Home in Maryville at 206 East South Hills Drive. Director Jeff Bram provides families with pre-arrangements, burial, and cremation services. More at bramfuneralhome.com.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network is provided by Nottoway Valley Bank, now offering its customers mobile banking services. More information is available online at nvb.com or at any one of their locations in Maryville, Savannah, Mound City, and St. Joseph.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network is provided